They say the road runs straight from worry to regret, like a garden promise whispered in the dust, or a photograph to fade when the sun is set. We collect the fragments. We collect the fragment which wants to adjust. We bend the rest of the spirit caught behind the glass, never knowing the depth beneath these cautious skies. The wild unspoken truth awaits for us to pass. The years stacked up like dusty magazines in a drawer, pages brittle with memories I can't recall. Is the truth where the quiet like a comforting chore, responding to the muted gravity of it all? I walk the sidewalks paved, predictable desire, measured out my heart in increments and small amounts, afraid to strike the match and set the world on fire. A tent with hollow and familiar haunts, I kept my deeper feelings folded, wrapped in plain linen, too afraid of the jagged edges they might show. Thought the quietest settling was the greatest winning, steady, dictable ebb and flow. But there's a hum beneath the surface, like a river too deep, a subterranean rhythm beating against the stone. It whispers secrets that the conscious mind tries to keep, a voice that demands to finally be known. It's a drummer in the bedrock, a shift in the slow air, a desperate longing for the untamed and the wider, sudden visceral knowledge that we simply shouldn't care for the safety where the current used to hide. Listen close to the sound of primal call breaking through, the resonant whisper of the deep earth awake. It's the echo of the wild, the undeniable hue, the thunderous yearning for freedom's sake. It's the roar that shakes the window pane, a calling back to the river, to the salt and the rain. It's the truth that cuts through all the comfortable pain, a wildfire breath against the window screen. It's the roar calling out to everything unseen. I remember standing where the creek meets the high plain, watching Heron lift like ghosts against the blue. And I realized how fragile was a carefully built chain, how easily the illusion was breaking through. We treat emotion like a coat hung neatly on a rack, folding away the passion, pinning down the bright flare. But the human heart is built to wander, meant to look back to the places where the tangled grass is still repaired. There's a map marked only by the scent of coming storms, a direction whispered from a hand I barely knew. It speaks of latitudes far from the suburban norms, a sky's impossibly deep and impossibly true. And there's a hum beneath the surface like a river too deep, a subterranean rhythm beating against the stone. It whispers secrets that the conscious mind tries to keep, a voice that demands to finally be known. It's a tremor in the bedrock, a shift in the slower air, a desperate for the untamed and the wide, a sudden visceral knowledge that we simply shouldn't care for the safety where the current used to hide. Listen close to the sound of primal call breaking through, the resonant whisper of the deep earth awake. It's the echo of the wild, the undeniable hue, the thunderous yearning for freedom's sake. It's the roar that shakes the window pane, a calling back to the river, to the salt and the rain. It's the truth that cuts through all the comfortable pain, a wildfire breath against the window screen. It's the roar calling out to everything don't see. We spend our youth gathering pebbles, polishing the shine, afraid to see the mountain rising right behind the sheen. We build our walls of polite routine, perfectly aligned, mistaking stillness for the life that we have always been. The reckoning won't come with the trumpet clear and bright. It comes in the fading amber of a twilight haze. It's in the sudden silence that knows the frantic plight. Go chase the sound, let the roaring wash away the strain. Just listen close, and let the story that will pull the truth out of you in its place. And let the bone finally pull the truth out of you inside.